views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud by searching for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can also connect with me, Dr. Kelly, on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. We are also pleased to announce that we have recently been picked up by CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries. So to find out much more about that, again, just visit our website, thelucidplanet.com. Now, here at Lucid Planet Radio, we are huge fans of National Geographic's Brain Games, and particularly its host, Jason Silva, and we are delighted to have him on the show today. Jason is a media artist, futurist, philosopher, keynote speaker, and TV personality. He is the creator of Shots of Awe, which is a short film series of trailers of the mind that serve as philosophical espresso shots exploring innovation, technology, creativity, futurism, and the metaphysics of the imagination. Now, Shots of Awe has received more than 13 million views online, and Jason is also the Emmy-nominated host of National Geographic's big TV hit series Brain Games, which returned this February bigger and better with 6 new hour-long episodes. And this season will air globally on National Geographic Channel in over 170 countries and 45 languages. And the Brain Games Season 5 finale is March 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on the National Geographic Channel. Now, in his quest to explore topics like the seven deadly sins, God, survival, the hidden senses, the regions of the brain, Silva teamed up with some of the world's foremost neuroscientists, psychologists, cognitive scientists, and specialists. And this is a really awesome new series. I mean, we're talking mind-bending, jaw-dropping, illusion-shattering journey through the twists and turns of gray matter. Alongside of these investigations, Jason Silva, he also presents an assortment of interactive games and thrilling experiences designed to mess with the mind and reveal the surprising inner workings of the brain. And what a whirlwind trip this season is. They go around the world, London, Jerusalem, Colorado Springs, New York, etc. So let's start by welcoming Jason to the show. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So what is it like? I have to ask, do you feel like you're living the dream, just traveling the world, giving talks and filming for Brain Games? Is it totally rad?
I feel very grateful and fortunate to be a part of a show that is making brain science, neuroscience accessible to the masses. I mean, the fact that Brain Games fans run the gamut from children to adults to senior citizens. I mean, it's just across the board an infectiously engaging series that really teaches you about the way that your brain perceives and misperceives reality. So we're making science accessible, and being a part of that is obviously an honor. We've had very successful seasons, and it's been a thrill. As you mentioned, Shots of Awe, that's like my digital soapbox. So that's where I kind of express my curiosity constantly, and getting to travel the world and give talks, of course, is a sort of a dream come true, because getting to connect with people live who have resonated with my content is something I'm really grateful for. So I think, I feel like I'm living my dream in many ways, and I think it's just important not to get bottlenecked, take it one step at a time, not overcommit.
Yeah, well, and that must be tough. I'm a yes person. I like saying yes to things. I imagine you're probably one too. How do you say no? Have you figured that out?
So my friend really recently turned me on to this book or this way of thinking. It's called The Power of a Positive No, believe it or not. You're right. I mean, yes, look, I've been a yes person for a long time. I've been chasing the yeses and exploring possibility spaces for 10 years. But there comes a point when, there's bandwidth limitations. There's only so much that you can do. And I think that rest and the absence of activity starts to become as important as the activity itself. So it's a learning curve for sure.
It's probably important for the brain too, right? To just relax and, not be
hugely
working.
Important.
I was just going to ask you, it sounds like you probably read a lot. And I was wondering, you said The Power of Positive No. Anything else you've been reading lately that, our listeners might want to check out?
Yeah. There's a great book that I keep going back to, written by Eric Davis, Eric with a K. The book is called Technosis, Myth, Magic, and Mysticism in the Age of Information. And it's kind of like, if you can believe this, it's kind of a spiritual dissection of our technological age. It looks at the underlying hopes and dreams of our technological marvels and the way that we still maintain a lot of these supernatural elements to the ways in which we interpret these tools and technologies. And it's kind of a way of looking at how these tools and technologies reflect our yearning for certain possibilities and states of being. And it's a really fascinating book, Technosis. I really recommend it to people. The other book that I love is, of course, Ray Kurzweil's book, The Singularity is Near, which is about how advances in technology will eventually grant us all of our dreams of radical life extension and mind uploading and all of our sci-fi scenarios. So I like to geek out on that stuff.
I like to geek out on that too, but I mean, do you really want to live forever? I don't know if I want to live forever in this body. I mean, I believe the human soul will continue to be eternal, but I don't know if I want to upload my mind and be in a transcendent, computer life.
I guess I sort of suffer from the affliction of not really being sure that I have like faith in the afterlife. I mean, I've had moments of transcendence and inspiration where it feels like I'm connected to something larger than myself. I've definitely had that. But I also, experience the terror of time passing and things ending and people getting old and dying. And I don't know. I guess to accompany my light side, there is a dark side and there's a lot of fear. And I think that I sort of cling to these hopes and dreams of our technological capacities to find solutions to our ailments, because I kind of don't have anything else to believe in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have a religious affiliation. I don't have that anchor. So,
Were you raised religious or spiritual, or is it something you always?
No, I mean, my mom is an artist and we're secular Jews. So we don't really practice any religion, but, we have this sort of Jewish heritage on my mother's side. But the language in my household was just ideas and art and curiosity and finding interesting ways to express yourself, your hopes, your dreams, your longings. And that is really the sacred space, the space of radical self-expression, the space of where the within becomes the without,
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they raised you right in that way, because it takes a lot of us a very long time to connect to that ability to create. And I know that for many of us, that is the true divinity. I know when you talk to Alex Gray, right, he says that art really is the overarching religion of everything. And, I think it's hard. I mean, maybe you can relate to this, being a scientist. I was a scientist my whole life, psychology, research in the hospital, everything was empiricism. And then things started to happen about 5 years ago. I hit my Saturn return. I was like 29 and things started happening. I started having experiences I couldn't explain. And I couldn't really, I had feelings. And then I ended up having a near-death experience that really did shift me, and it really did make me feel like, okay, there actually is, there has to be something more, because that just made no sense. And so, you know, what is it like to be a person of science and then also kind of dabble in issues of faith?
I think that I'm always looking for a physical correlate to any experience. So I believe in transcendent experiences, but then I need to find some kind of anchor that's physiological so that I don't get caught up in magical thinking. Not because it doesn't feel good to do so, but because I don't want to be disappointed in the end. And so there's always this desire that if I find a physiological correlate to the transcendental experience, then the transcendental experience is reproducible, it's hackable, it's something that is not magical, but actually physiological, which doesn't make it any less meaningful, but it makes it something that's not woo-woo, you know? Yeah. And I suppose that's just the battle between the artist and the scientist that I have, you know? I just, those are my Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know?
Well, I don't see why they can't be mutually exclusive. I mean, I'm not a Buddhist, but I love a lot of the Buddhist philosophies and teaching. And they talk about, you know, in psychology, you know, we can't have two competing thoughts in our head at once. It's cognitive dissonance.
Right.
And the Buddhists talk about, actually, you absolutely can have two competing thoughts in your head at once. And instead of, yeah, you know what I mean? So that's, I grapple with the same kind of thing. And I think it's very interesting. And a lot of people read my stuff and are kind of engaged with the certain topics that I have on the show and are like, oh, you're just completely full of BS because this isn't science. But it's like, well, think about, you know, how much can science really measure right now? Just because we don't have the tools doesn't mean the phenomenon isn't quantifiable yet. You know, we
that's
just have
true.
To give time.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. We can't quantify subjective experience.
Exactly.
We can't know what it's like inside of someone's head when they have an experience that they feel that they see something that's greater, right?
Exactly. How, you know, and until we can all like literally connect our minds to some kind of mind computer mind matrix, which, you know, maybe one day it'll happen. Again, it kind of scares me, but I think it's good to be a little scared of the unknown. And that's part of our humanness. And we don't want to eliminate that, you know. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right now. And this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. When we come back, we're going to explore much more about brain games and the brain and really the future of humanity and technology with the one and only wonderful Jason Silva. So stay with us and we will be right back. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Jason Silva, who is talking with us about brain games and more. Before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Jason, to find out more about brain games and Shots of Awe and your appearances.
Yeah, the best is to visit my official Facebook page. If you just go on Facebook and search for Jason Silva, you'll find the one with the little check mark verified badge on it, and just click like, and that's where I post most of my content and announcements and everything like that. Perfect. And also follow me on Twitter at Jason Silva.
That was easy. perfect. Yes. So find him on Facebook and Twitter. If you haven't already seen, Jason has some of the best little short videos on YouTube and on Facebook. And we're going to talk a little bit more about those later, because I need to know what it's like to talk to a baby and then just go viral. Okay. and I guess that video, and many of your videos really highlight, an amazing gift that you have, Jason, which is your flow. And you have this, you can just talk, you just flow. I don't know if you're channeling. I don't know if you plan this stuff out. It seems very natural. And I had a couple of fan questions from people who want to know, how do you stay in flow the way you do? Are you always in flow? Are you not? What are your secrets here? I need to know.
yeah, I don't think I'm always in flow. I think if flow is an emergent thing that sort of can be staged based on location, psychological state of mind, the people you're with. What happens during flow, and this is something that jazz musicians relate to, this is something that artists relate to, this is something that elite athletes relate to. What happens during flow is your inner critic, your monkey mind, it kind of goes quiet. And when that happens, anxiety dissipates and risk-taking goes up and pattern recognition goes up. So whatever your activity is, there is a rise in virtuosity. There is a capacity to outdo your limitations, or your perceived limitations, because you kind of get out of your own way, right? So mm-hmm. The inner critic goes silent, and what comes thereafter is whatever, your deeper self, your truer self, your innate talents, your channeling from something divine, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. That's what seems to emerge. And my friends are the co-founders of the Flow Genome Project, and their names are Jamie Wheel and Stephen Kotler. And those guys are trying to sort of demystify these flow states by understanding what is the technology, the psychology, the neurobiology, and the pharmacology of these states, and see if we can intervene using a knobs and levers approach to to creating these rhapsodizing states of mind for ourselves.
what a flowy answer. No. I guess so are there self-care practices? I know we talked about relaxation and switching off, but are there other self-care practices that you need personally so that you can kind of like turn that face to the world and be that person?
Yeah, I definitely need rest. I need quiet time. I think that my introverted tendencies are just as powerful as my extroverted tendencies. And so there needs to be time alone to just process, to just be with my silent self. And then I become energized, and then I want to go out and I want to flow. Disconnecting, going into nature, long walks in nature are very helpful. Hanging with the right people creates really positive feedback loops, and those feedback loops can snowball into flowy states of being. So it's really just about setting the stage. You set the stage, and you let the chips fall within me.
Are you a meditator?
I don't have to have a formal practice, but I think that there's certain things in my life that are meditative for sure. Like, I think a hike in nature is meditative for me. But yeah, I want to learn.
I that's part of why I moved to Colorado from SoCal, is to be in nature and just like go out my door and I'm just there and I can walk and clear my head.
How wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's insane. And that's something that for me really is truly medicinal and healing. And when I don't do it, I feel off and I'm like, what's wrong with me? And then I go out.
Yeah, I can relate. And it's so almost like, and then that turns on the monkey mind, and it's like, well, what's wrong? Why am I not feeling that well? Why am I anxious? You know?
And it kind of sucks you into the body. And that's what I don't, I like things that kind of alleviate. The body for me is, has always felt like a flesh suit, really. And I, you know, I have this joke, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going to return my rental car at the end of my life to get my deposit back. Like, this is, this is just the vessel. I don't, you know, whatever. And, but it can feel really confining, and it can be really kind of difficult and intense. And, you know, so there's anything that I can do that alleviates that. And I have definitely started learning. I've been meditating for a couple of years, and I've kind of fall away from my practice, and then I come back, and it's this very kind of like ebb and flow. And, you know, sometimes I can sit for like an hour, and other times it's like 2 minutes and whatever.
You know
all about the brain, all this amazing research on what meditation is doing for the brain. Like, literally.
That's true. I mean, that's beyond a shadow of a doubt at this point. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It literally is like healing.
Yeah, it's and we don't even understand why, but it it does it. It's kind of amazing how so many things are healing. Like all of the research. I've had a lot of people on the show here to talk about psychedelics and culture, and I mean the healing power of like psilocybin on the brain, for example.
Oh, of course.
It's incredible. It's completely incredible. It's an exciting time to be alive, because we're discovering so much so quickly. And
that's true.
Maybe the key to longevity is there. I don't know. But I guess my question, if I have a question for you through all this, just like talking, it's, you know, did you ever consider becoming like a neuroscientist, psychologist? I mean, you have a lot of interest and knowledge in these areas. Is that something you've always had, or is that just...
Well, not so much. I mean, when I was little, I wanted to be a director, and then I wanted to be a veterinarian.
I did always
want to study. I wanted to study psychology in college because I was really interested, particularly in psychoanalysis, so anything that kind of demystified the human condition and was able to explain where our traumas and our fears come from was very appealing to me, because I like this idea that I could solve this. I could figure out where my fears and my anxieties are coming from. I could demystify it, and then I could be healed. but in the end, I went for philosophy and film, because I think I just liked rhapsodizing about this stuff, but I never wanted to do the academic part. I never wanted to do the mathematics and
it's a lot of work.
And the lab experiments. I just was like, yeah, no, I'm the artist. I just want to like read about this stuff and rhapsodize about it.
That's awesome. So did you know that this is what you were going to do? Like, did you have that clear kind of vision that you were going to go to school, study philosophy and film, and then go into TV and making your own films?
You know, it wasn't so clear how it would shape up, but I definitely did plan to combine my love of philosophy and my love of filmmaking in some way, some hybridization there. And I just think the digital revolution and the internet kind of becoming the de facto communication platform of the world was just good timing.
I completely agree. You know, I was doing my prep for the show, Jason, and you and I are born 3 days apart in 1982.
Wow.
I know. Wow. If that's your birthday, I'm February 9th. And I know, strange, right? And I was thinking about how – I know, it's awesome. But I was thinking about how we, our cohort, really has had the most interesting perspective on technology, I think, of any generation ever, you know?
Yeah.
Because growing up, like, with half of our lives kind of with none of it, and then being part of the transition and actually really kind of witnessing it being enmeshed in every factor of life. And like you said, it's just really good timing. And so like, isn't it fascinating? And I always was resistant, you know, because I was like, I don't know what this is going to do. And, but at the same time, how fascinating that we get to actually experience that. And I was wondering if you, has that kind of helped shape the course of your life?
Yeah, I've always been an early adopter, and I was very excited about the internet even since the days of dial-up. And I was frustrated because it was so bad at first. It just didn't work very well. But Moore's Law, exponential growth, we've seen it go from, you know, computers on our desks to supercomputers in our pockets with always on, always connected technology. So we're living in the most abundant time in human history. We've never had such capacities to express ourselves and disseminate our ideas, and we need to take advantage of it.
So you sound like you're an optimist.
I'm very much an optimist. Look, I believe these technologies extend our capacities in any way that we choose, right? Fire can cook your food or burn your enemies. The internet can be used to spread beauty or spread hate. Mm-hmm. However, if you look at the larger trends in the world now, in spite of what you see in the media, the world is less violent than it's ever been in all of history. The chances of a person dying at the hands of another person are the lowest than they've ever been in human history. So most people don't know this, but we've been getting more peaceful over the last couple of decades and centuries. And so with more powerful tools and a more peaceful world, that's a good trend. And if people paid attention, they would see that.
A really interesting point. I guess because of what's happening, there's so much more access to information, and that brings with it access to creepy bad stuff, you know, that we might not see, and also really amazing stuff. So with that spread, that variety can almost feel as if, oh, look at all this bad stuff happening. But actually, I totally agree with you. I'm a huge optimist, and almost all of my guests on Loose Planet Radio are optimists. I know I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe that we could kind of like fix and solve and heal. And I'm sure you're probably in the same boat. And you have some
I completely agree.
Yeah, and you have some really great, I mean, your videos and the stuff that you put out there has a lot of positivity and a lot of healing in it, and it's very inspiring. So I encourage everybody to go online and check out Shots of Awe on YouTube if you haven't already. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Kelly, and this is Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Jason Silva and I are going to talk more about humanity's future and technology and what it means to be a wonder junkie and an epiphany addict. So stay with us and we'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Jason Silva here talking about brain games, technology, the future, and so much more. How are you doing, Jason?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to have you on. I wanted to bring up, you call yourself, well, you've been called a lot of things. You've been called like the Timothy Leary of the YouTube generation, which I think is a pretty cool compliment. You've been called your self-proclaimed wonder junkie and epiphany addict. And I just had to ask you what that means to you.
Yeah, well, wonder junkie is a term coined by Carl Sagan, who's one of my favorites. And he used that term to describe the Ellie Arroway character played by Jodie Foster in the movie Contact and also in the book. Yeah. And of course, the wonder junkie, I mean, the word is self-explanatory, but basically it means somebody who's just addicted to the question, addicted to the mystery, addicted to wonder, and somebody who just lives for that curiosity and that questioning and that questing. And I just thought it was such a powerful phrase, and I relate a lot to that character. I love the movie Contact, and so I just thought, you know what? I think I'm a wonder junkie too.
I think that's wonderful. What did you think about Contact, though? What did you think about, you know, what happens to her when she leaves?
Well, I think that that's kind of the most interesting part of the whole film, right? Because from inside, she went across the universe and spoke to the aliens, right? But from the outside, the camera just showed her falling right through the little spinning thing and not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So kind of like a religious experience, you know, or near-death experience. Did she really go across the universe, or did she hallucinate the whole thing? Mm-hmm. And then the last question is, does it really even matter?
Well, that's exactly the question. You're so right. Does it really matter? If it feels authentic and it feels real to you, how can anybody else really discount that? I mean, it's like
they can't.
Yeah, they can't. It's kind of this like fundamental quandary we get ourselves into when it comes to the science and faith. Dare I say?
Totally.
and while we're on the topic of aliens, what do you think about aliens? Do you think there's extraterrestrials among us, or do you think that
I don't think they're among us, but I definitely think that there must be intelligent life somewhere in the universe, and I think that once we find it, it's going to be pretty amazing. mm-hmm. going to be transformative for us, I think.
Oh, big time. Well, what do you think about the CIA dropping all of their, and even calling them X-Files, just like as a teaser for people? Did you see some of those documents?
I have not, no.
They put out a bunch of files about, here's our Close Encounters and X-Files, like for the public. And I guess it was because of Freedom of Information Act. I'm not really sure. I am absolutely a believer that there is intelligent life and it's not on this planet. I'm definitely, but I, you know, I haven't, it's not anything that I've like experienced or seen proof of, but I have, a couple of people coming on the show, Dr. Stephen Greer, James Gilliland, Giorgio Tsoukalos. I have like the aliens and ancient aliens crew coming on the show in the next couple months.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited to interview them and kind of find out what their thoughts are and just
amazing.
Yeah, I know, it should be fun. So let me ask you, you know, epiphany addict, wonder junkie, are these some of the better addictions that we can have in our society?
I'm very curious. It's existential for me. Getting caught up in a question and a mystery is, it arrests my body mind. It arrests my attention and it puts me into flow. So I think I need that sense of wonderment to be happy.
Oh, that's an interesting one. So in a way, you kind of, you want answers, but you don't want the answers. Because if you had a definitive answer, what is there left to think about?
Yeah, well, I think the more we know, the more we know we don't know. So there's always going to be something else. We're just peeling the layers of the onion.
The rabbit hole. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a process for sure. I wanted to go back and talk a little bit more about technology.
Sure.
And you are, as a futurist and doing the work that you do, and you're very optimistic and positive, and I love it. And I guess my question is, there's a lot of people who say that technology is damaging us and separating us and isolating us from each other and from our humanity. How do you respond to that? Or how can we use technology in a responsible way so that we don't experience the isolation that it can be associated with?
Yeah, look, I think it shows a fundamental misunderstanding of what technology is. I mean, technology exists within our skin tissue as well. I mean, our heart is a pump, our brain and our nervous system is an electrical network. You know, we have technologies within our tissue that sustain life. You know, nature is a technology as well. Our cells are a technology for turning experience into biology. I mean, technology exists everywhere. Everything is made of atoms, and everything that we make, even externally, all the tools we create are emerging from us in the same way that a tree emerges from the soil. So where some people might say, well, some of these technologies might not be as good than others, well, that's a conversation we can have about how we use these tools. But fundamentally, technology is our extended phenotype. It is our second skin. Kevin Kelly from Wired Magazine called it the technium, the seventh kingdom of life. So look, I'm all about having a conversation about how to use technology appropriately, and in a way that benefits us as much as possible. But fundamentally, people need to just, I guess, change how they think of what technology is.
That's a really good point. I mean, it's crazy to think your body's full of billions of cells and they're all here just for you working.
Totally.
I mean, right? It's absolutely incredible. Do you think that technology is kind of turning us into gods or has the potential to kind of like turn us into gods?
Yes. Yes. If you were to show a modern jetliner to our ancestors, even 200-300 years ago, they would think that we were gods. If you show like a machine that can sequence your genes to even somebody 100 years ago, they'd think we were gods. Mm. Organ printing, genetic engineering, aviation, FaceTime on your iPhone, for Christ's sakes. Like, these are miraculous things whose complexity is beyond our understanding in some ways, and yet it works. So, yeah, I mean, look, God is a great metaphor, but I guess what I'm saying is that, like, if we can imagine that we can achieve it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If we can imagine it, we can become it.
Anything, right? Oh, and I just wonder, even in the spiritual sense, though, that kind of plays down to that idea of kind of the mind creates our reality and our thoughts create our reality and our feelings create our reality. And I'm a huge believer in that, in like the power of manifestation. Now, of course, it's kind of been taken and corrupted and turned into very new agey, woo woo-y manifested. If you believe it, you will achieve it. But there is something to be said for when we can visualize something, it kind of sends a message out into the universe that it can happen, and it gives permission and the wheels start turning. That's how I kind of like to see it happen. Yeah. And it takes collaboration.
In psycho-cybernetics, they call that priming your brain, priming your subconscious. You know, you come up with an idea, that's a first impression. You write it down, it's a second impression. You review your notes later, that's the third impression. You go to sleep, you wake up the next morning, your subconscious mind has already been primed to look out for that idea, to look out for that possibility. And so the clues are everywhere, you know. The means through which we can achieve our goals are multiple. And once we've primed our subconscious to be on the lookout for those clues, then it starts to feel magical and serendipitous. But all we've really done is primed our brain. So like I said, it's not about saying that manifesting is anything less than magical, but it's about reducing it to physiological phenomena that is understandable and quantifiable.
Which is fine. And I'm all about that. I'm a scientist, but I love the magic. Like if you're a wonder junkie, and maybe I'm a magical junkie, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that the kind of the best part? It's so cool. Even if we can't explain it, I still think it's magical. You know, even if I can't explain it, it's almost more magical to me. Like when I have, yeah, I mean, I had a, I've talked about it on other shows, but I had a near-death experience and I had lost almost all the blood out of my body, and I had to get like a 5 pints of blood transfusion or I would, and they told my partner, she's a 25% chance she's going to die tonight, which is like a really messed up thing to say to someone. And I'm like,
they said that you were going to die that night?
They told him it was a 25% chance that I would die that night. Yeah, that's what they told him.
Wow.
And he's just sitting there, and I'm just like unconscious, and I was getting this blood transfusion, and my body wasn't accepting it. And I had left my body, and I was like in this realm where I was standing at this crossroads of these two roads, and I was like, why is this happening to me? I was feeling very victimized in my mind, and I was like, why is this happening to me? And a voice, like literally a voice from outside of my body came and was like, it's to make you stronger. And I was like, who are you? And the voice identified itself as Krishna, the Hindu deity. Now, this could easily just be my, I'm not Hindu. This could easily just be my brain, you know, like hemorrhaging because it's not getting oxygen because my hemoglobin was a 4 instead of a 12. But it felt so real. And in the moment, I was like, okay, well, where am I? And they're like, well, you can choose to stay or you can choose to leave. Yeah. And I was 31 years old, and the voice was like, you can go. That's the way if you want to leave now. And I'm like, well, have I completed my mission? I don't know. I didn't know what my mission is, but I was like, have I completed my mission? And they were like, no, not at all. Like, okay, well, why did I come here? And they're like, you're not done. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay. And literally I decided to stay, and my partner was there in the room, and he's like, all of a sudden, you know, your eyes opened and your vitals started leveling out and you were okay. So how do I explain that? I mean, that's magical. You know, but there is a scientific explanation. There is, you know, and anyway, sorry to ramble on about that, but it's it's one of those things that it kind of changes the course of your life and your understanding. And it sucked to have to go through it, but what a blessing at the same time, because it opened me up to that maybe I don't know everything that I think I know. Anyway, this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we are taking a quick break. And when we return, we will wrap up the show with Jason Silva of Brain Games by talking about the future. So stay with us, and we will see you after the break. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays.
Also, leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have been here with Jason Silva talking about brain games, humanity, creativity, and more. Jason, I wanted to ask you, where do you think the future is heading with all of this technology? What are some of the advances that you see kind of happening in the 21st
century? You know, I think that the most exciting stuff is going to be a revolution in healthcare that is going to be as profound as the revolution of the internet and computers was. I think that when we can manipulate our biology and edit our genes, we can program our bodies away from disease, away even from aging. We can start modifying ourselves to make ourselves stronger. I mean, it's the new Pandora's box, but it's going to basically redefine what it means to be human. The writer Edward O. Wilson used to say, we've decommissioned natural selection, and now we must decide. We must look deep within ourselves and decide what we wish to become. So it's really up to us to take control of these powerful technologies that are going to transform what it means to be human and hopefully turn us into something greater.
I think that sounds incredible, and I would love to see it happen.
Me too.
Yeah, seriously, because, man, our healthcare seriously needs some help.
Exactly.
And then, you know, who knows? Maybe we can live forever, or maybe we can finally beat cancer, or maybe, you know, we can conquer autoimmune disease. That would
right.
be incredible.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I hope so.
Me too. Now, you're the host of Brain Games, which is on the National Geographic Channel, and listeners can tune into the finale of this season of Brain Games on March the 20th. What has been your kind of favorite episode so far that you filmed?
You know what? The Seven Deadly Sins, Brains Behaving Badly, was amazing. We shot in New Orleans, and we looked at lust and wrath and envy and what's going on in the brain during those emotions. And then we also did an episode called The God Brain. We went to Jerusalem, and we shot about the neuroscience. Yeah, the neuroscience of religion. So what's going on in your brain when you are tapped into the divine? And that's a fascinating episode as well. But really, all the episodes, they all come back to the same idea, that what you see is not what you get, that there's more to us than what we immediately perceive, that our brain is limited, and that the mystery is still there.
But at the same time, like you said, how wonderful that even the general public is just getting more and more excited about actually learning about the brain.
Oh, it's a thrill. I mean, it's a total thrill. The fact that it's a show about science that kids and their parents love is a total treat. 181 countries now.
Yeah, 181 countries. That's incredible.
Yeah.
If you could choose for the next season where you would want to go and film or what you would want to talk about, what would it be?
I think it would be cool to do an episode on flow states.
Oh my gosh,
I think it
would
be cool to do an episode on altered states of consciousness. You know, every religion, every historical religion has had a relationship with psychedelic chemicals as part of religious rituals for thousands of years. It'd be fascinating to take a closer look at that.
That would be fascinating. Go to the Shipibo in Peru and like study an ayahuasca ceremony or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be amazing, especially now that, you know, there's the ayahuasca churches coming to the U.S., that are able to legally administer the medicine to people in a very healing and safe setting. I mean, like, we're seeing some really exciting changes happening in our culture. That flow state and altered states, I have to agree, that would be really awesome. I love brain games. I'm a huge fan. I watched the Jerusalem episode. I love it. I've been watching it for years. And many people I know, too, and we kind of geek out on it after, you know, it's always fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And so I guess my question, we've only got a minute left in the show, but what does the future hold for Jason Silva?
Jason Silva wants to find balance between work and play. I'm just seeking rhapsodic states of being. So inspiration, gratitude, grace, more creative projects that celebrate all those things and that help me tap into those things. Health, happiness, gratitude, and creativity.
I think that sounds amazing.
I don't have a map. I just have a compass.
There you go. Gosh, you know, hearing you say that, I feel like you need to start going to some transformational festivals. You'd probably, if you've ever been to like Lucidity or anyway, I'm a huge fan of this.
You're right.
Yeah, you should, dude. Yeah. It's the best way you learn, you connect with, you know, people, and you really do get to immerse yourself in a different kind of state of being. You know, anyway, but we can talk about that later, but, let's wrap up the show. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. It's truly an honor to have you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been great. I had a wonderful time. Just want to thank Jason Silva for coming on the show today. And just want to really express my gratitude for the opportunities that I've had in my life to get into that flow state and to get into that place of peace and balance and calm while also being surrounded by people. And I found that opportunity in a lot of areas, but there's been no area that I've found that more than when I attend transformational festivals. These are conscious gatherings. These are much more than just parties. These are environments filled with art, filled with opportunity, filled with music that have an emphasis on sustainability and community and bring people together, being wild, being free, dancing all night long in the silent disco, eating healthy food, and getting an education. And there's really no event that does this more than Lucidity Festival. And I will be there this year. This is my fourth year at Lucidity Festival. And I've gone many years before Lucid Planet just as a participant. And now this year I'll be there giving workshops and stuff. But being able to share that space and environment with thousands of other like-minded people and feel totally safe and comfortable, strangers just giving you hugs, people making art, people making their own villages. You can camp at the Nomad's Nook or the Goddess Grove or the Warrior's Way or the Lover's Nest. And each space offers its own stage and its own music and its own vibe. You're in a live oak campground, basically surrounded by giant trees. And it's one of the most beautiful and kind of profound life-changing opportunities that I've had. And my last time I was at Lucidity, I left the festival with the decision that I was going to leave academia and start writing for the public. And I left my job as a professor. I moved to Colorado. I started the Lucid Planet. I started writing for the Mind Unleashed and all these other websites. And now here I am on the radio interviewing people that I've looked up to for years, like Jason Silva. And I'm not saying it's all because of Lucidity Festival, but these types of events, like what they do is they kind of ground you into a different reality. And you have days and days where you're just thinking differently. All of the barriers and restrictions that you have on your life in its day-to-day form kind of fade away, and you realize you can create your life and you can invent yourself to be whoever and whatever you want. And I think that that's the intention of Lucidity, that it's more than just a party. And because of the intentions of the event, there is this transformation that happens for people. They founded this event, this is their fifth year, and they founded it on the core values of participation and immersion in the artistic process, personal growth and global healing, awake and aware consciousness, environmental and social responsibility, family fun, creative play. Yes, you can bring your family, transparency and communal reciprocity. So again, this is a lot more than just like a party, the way that our mainstream society tries to depict raves and stuff. This is different. And this year, unlike any other year, Lucidity is expanding its course offerings. You can actually go to Lucidity 3 or 4 days before and camp out as the festival is being built around you, eat at the commissary where they're serving organic, healthy, natural meals to everyone, and you can learn about permaculture design, Reiki healing, leadership and empowerment, art and creativity. You can actually go and learn and educate yourself. And this is a really unique opportunity. So I will see you there. I cannot wait to attend and to be part of what this year has to offer. The festival is April 8th to the 10th at Live Oak Campground, just outside of Santa Barbara in California. And before that, the Lucid University Immersive course is the 4th to the 7th of April. And if you enter the code LucidPlanet on their ticketing website, which is just luciditiefestival.com, you can save $15 on either your festival ticket or your university ticket. So that's just a little hookup to you from me, because I love the event and I love my listeners. And I would love for us all to get together under the oak trees in beautiful springtime Southern California and just celebrate life together and celebrate our collective future. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. And again, you can tune in every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Light and love, and we will see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.